Rays and Mariners meeting up again on Saturday. Nelson Cruz would hit a milestone in this game. In the bottom of the second inning, Mike Zunino with the score tied up at one against Alex Cobb.
The first pitch is Zunino. Line drive right center field. Into the alley. It's a base hit. Will untie the game. Scoring is Valencia. Scoring is Dyson. A double for Zunino. It's 3-1 Mariners.
So Zunino will be the batter. And again, see if Alex can get another unproductive out. And the pitch. Breaking ball looped in the left, and that's a base hit. Coming in and scoring is Valencia. Stopping at third is Motter, and it's an RBI single for Mike Zunino, and he has three runs batted in tonight. He had five coming into the game. It's 4-1 Seattle.
Here's a swing and a fly ball. Decently hit into left field. Rasmus running out of room at the wall. Gone. Home run. Nelson Cruz with number 13, and it's 5-1 Seattle. And the 1-2 from Cobb. Fly ball to deep left field. Way up there. Way back. It's a grand slam to the top of the second deck. What a blast. It's 9-1 Mariners.
I think that might have been one of his hanging changeups. It was an 86-mile-an-hour nothing pitch. And Zunino got every last stitch of it and hit it above the area that has Edgar's written on it. Moby Rasmus took a couple of courtesy steps back, but when you're sitting in the second deck and you're looking behind you, it was almost headed toward the football field.
The Mariners make it 6 wins out of their last 7 following a 9-2 victory over the Rays on Saturday. Sam Gavilio wins his second. Danny Valencia goes 4-for-4, scores 3 runs. Zunino 3-for-4 with a career-high 7 runs batted in. The Rays lose 9-2 to the Mariners on Saturday, so dropping their record to 29-29, the 17th time they're back to .500 this season. Here's Rays manager Kevin Cash.
Kind of a cool night out there. It affected our bats maybe a little bit. These guys, back-to-back nights, they've just beat us. I thought Alex, he battled, but you could tell he just wasn't locating the baseball like we've seen him in the past or like he's capable of. And Seattle kind of burned him a little bit multiple times on just some mislocated pitches. Offensively, we just couldn't find a way to get anything going whatsoever. And then as far as Derek Norris, back spasm, it's more in the muscle. So we expect he'll be okay. Obviously, he's not going to play tomorrow, but he should be okay after that.
Kevin, what is it about the bottom of their lineup, of the Mariners lineup, that just presents such a challenge?
Yeah, good question. I'm not quite sure. There's a couple guys in there that are seeing the ball well for whatever reason right now. I mean, Zunino had a huge night tonight. Motter had a big night last night. Valencia seems to be has a lot of success against the Rays for whatever reason. But you know what? We'll come out tomorrow. We'll make some pitches and look to quiet them down.
Back out, Alex had sharp. Is there any drop off in stuff and velocity?
No.
Anything like that you're noticing?
No, I don't think so. You know what? I think to be honest with you, our rotation, we leaned on them pretty hard for close to a month, and I think we're seeing some guys that are can be gassed a little bit. And when you're gassed, it's not that you necessarily are pitching bad. You're just not as crisp, and you're probably not commanding the baseball as well as we know they're capable of. And, that's something that we're going to need to address. Off days are certainly going to help that here coming up. We had one. Now we're going to have another one. That will help.
Yeah, he was pitching on one extra day.
Yeah.
As far as it seemed like he had it, you left him in there for a while. He was getting – the hits were piling up pretty big.
Yeah.
They weren't all bad hits. Obviously, a couple through the shift. But you just wanted to try to get him through five. Was it trying to save the bullpen at that point?
Well, a little bit played in that. I mean, ideally, the big grand slam, that was kind of a dagger. Don't want to see that to happen to him or any of the starters or any pitcher for that matter. But at the same time, we do have a game tomorrow, and we got to kind of manage that. His pitch count was still at a decent area. So tough call.
With Norris, did it happen while he was in?
It happened on his swing, the last at bat. Just grabbed him, and then I actually followed the ball. I didn't watch him, and then saw him kind of walking really slowly back into the dugout.
Sunday at Safeco Field, Erasmo Ramirez starts for the Rays against Seattle's Ariel Miranda.